Resolute Square.
There was also maintained what was called an enemies list, which was rather extensive and continually being updated.
Democrats want Republicans dead.
Where I could stand in the middle of Fifth Avenue and shoot somebody and I wouldn't lose any voters, okay?
The women with the least likelihood of getting pregnant are the ones most worried about having abortions.
On January 6th of 2021, you had tens of thousands of people peacefully protesting.
No, it's not a right-wing conspiracy theory. It's not QAnon. It's real.
I'm Rick Wilson, and this is The Enemies List.
Almost all of you have now heard about the story coming out of Florida about the chairman of the Republican Party of Florida, Christian M. Ziegler, and his wife, Bridget Ziegler. They were apparently involved in a long-running menage a trois, a thruple, whatever you want to call it, with another woman. And it is alleged in police reports and now in a released 911 tape that Ziegler, at a time when he was not with his wife, went to this woman's home, and he's alleged to have sexually battered and raped her. It would be funny if this was just a hypocrisy story about the chairman of the Republican Party of Florida and the founder of Moms for Liberty, a group that likes to tell every other person exactly, you know, that they're going to hell if they're not having sex in the missionary position with their married partner in the dark. But it's not anymore. And the fact that this guy is clinging to the job as the chairman of the Republican Party of Florida is frankly outrageous. Now, look, Florida is the Mos Eisley of American states, right? If you're looking for a wretched hive of scum and villainy, just take I-75 south from Atlanta and or I-95 north from DC. You'll find us. We're here. And look, I should know this. I am a fifth generation Florida man. And the only way I could be more Florida is if you saw helicopter news footage of me running down a highway median buck naked except for a pair of Crocs with an alligator, my pet alligator over one shoulder, being pursued from the burning meth lab ruins by my common law wife, who's also my first cousin, a Santeria priestess, and my parole officer. All these things about this state are kind of well known. In Tallahassee, if you lived in this city for any time in the last 7-8 years, you've heard of The Game. The Game was a thing that Matt Gaetz and a bunch of other legislators, all young male Republicans, cooked up to see who could fuck more women. Lobbyists, college students, interns, whoever. And it was by the Harry Potter rule. So this one woman, conservative Christian woman who was very, very pretty, was called the snitch. They were all after her. But, you know, Matt, this is a state where Matt Gaetz and his running buddy, Joel Greenberg, where Matt used Joel as the guy who paid off on Venmo women who were identified in the federal court filings as escorts. Now, how Matt got out of that one, I don't know, but he's got a very, very, very rich daddy who's gotten him out of multiple DUIs and the fact that his college roommate was mysteriously found dead. Autoerotic asphyxiation is apparently a bad way to go. But look, Matt is just like the tip of the iceberg. It's a state where the powerful in Tallahassee are involved. I mean, this little sleepy town I live in is chock full of swingers, sex clubs, BDSM people. It's an amazingly diverse group of people. And they've all got money and they've all got power. And the cocaine here is, I'm told, I've never done cocaine in my entire life, quite excellent. But I bring this up because at the same time, you have these powerful Republicans in Florida who enjoy whatever they want sexually and personally all the time. They are at the same time engaging in some of the most forward-leaning anti-LGBT legislation in the country. That goes from Ron DeSantis' Don't Say Gay bill, which was what kicked off a whole range of banning books from libraries and schools, to their attacks on Disney for not changing their content to suit the whim of Ron DeSantis. This is a state that is libertine in orientation, but its political class has become unbelievably judgy and dark about this alleged you know, they believe that every drag queen is a secret pedophile groomer, and that there's a guy who is seriously going to propose in the coming legislative session a bill to roll back gay marriage in Florida if Obergefell falls. But at the same time, the same people that were passing the Don't Say Gay bill, they went out onto Adam Street or the Governor's Club or wherever after they passed the bill a couple years ago now, year and a half ago now. And I promise you, it's a really good bet. A lot of them went to either have their ass professionally beat by a dominatrix or went and slept with an escort or a student or a lobbyist or whomever. The hypocrisy is what it's all about. And look, folks, I was never a social conservative, like never. Not even in like the 1980s when it was very popular and trendy to be, to at least like claim you were saved and born again and Jesus was your personal savior and, you know, full-throated leap into the culture wars. That was never me. Never my thing. You know, I was much more of a individual liberty, free markets, national defense guy. I was a lot more young cold warrior than moral majority. And, you know, it's just that the God Squad folks now are in charge of the party at every level. It is inflected with this powerful evangelical moment of attempting to use the power of the state to leverage in evangelical Christianity as not only the law of the land, but specifically to alter school curricula to meet it. Now, that's where Christian Ziegler's wife comes in here. Bridget Ziegler is one of the founders of Moms for Liberty, who you all know who Moms for Liberty is. These are people who have spent several years rising in political power. And I mean, in Florida, they were a rocket of political power. I mean, straight to the top. And Christian and Bridget and Ron and Casey were besties. They were really good friends. And they all saw the opportunity, and Moms for Liberty turned into this political powerhouse in the state, led by people like Bridget, who, while she's engaged, according to these allegations, in a three-way, having sex with a woman, with her husband, she's also pushing a set of agenda items to ban books with gay characters in schools, to inject this ahistorical and bizarro world version of Christianity into the curriculum across the board. And look, the hypocrisy is always the killer app. Corruption and hypocrisy are always the killer app in a world where people actually, you know, have shame. And I'm fascinated, though, because in some ways, these people are like a perfect reflection of Florida. Remember, we hear the state with this, well, again, this is a peculiar like mix of power, sex, and social conservatism is defining the landscape here. You know, look, we've got the Villages, the home of more swingers and STDs than anywhere else in the country, the highest per capita sales of Viagra anywhere in the world, a Pfizer exec once told me. We have more strip clubs and massage parlors, which are basically Asian sex trafficking brothels, all over the state. This is a weird place. And the fact that the chairman of the Republican Party, who spends a lot of his time online talking about pedos and predators and all this stuff, and his wife, who runs an organization dedicated to making sure that kids can't even read a book with gay characters in it in school, they're wrapped up in this bizarre love triangle, if I may throw a New Order reference into the pool tonight. And I find it fascinating that we're just seeing the tip of the iceberg on this. We're just seeing the beginnings of this. Now, I don't want to make light of the fact that there is an alleged element of violence in this story from Ziegler. And the fact that this woman has said in the police reports, which have now been released but redacted, that she was sexually battered and raped. It's not funny. Their hypocrisy is amusing, but his individual actions, they're not funny. It's something I take incredibly seriously. When you have somebody in a position of power who's willing to use their power to harm others, both Christian and Bridget, and when you see that in their private life, they're willing to exercise power to harm others in a physical way. And it's something I don't hold with, not a bit. And I do think we're going to see more of the story. I think we're going to see a lot more of the fact that these folks, and guys, when I tell you that a lot of Republicans in this state are involved in shit like swinging and BDSM, I'm not kink shaming them. I don't care what people do. Do whatever you want. If you are into something with another consenting adult, I'm an individual freedom guy. As long as it's consenting an adult, go dress up as Little Bo Peep. I don't care. Go wear the gimp suit. I don't care. Everybody has their thing. Who knows the secrets of the human heart, right? It's the imposition of a set of values that these people either do not really believe in, and they're just doing it for social control purposes, and they're just doing it for because of their anti-LGBT positions, and then try to live their lives in secret this way. It is just, to my mind, a really interesting moment where you see what the Republican Party evolved into. And they're this hyper-Christian base that now controls so much of the action in this thing, so much of the direction of this party, so much of the way people behave and think about what the state can do to hurt people they don't like, what the state can be used to do to leverage against, whether it's somebody who is a lesbian, a trans person, all of it. They are slowly targeting wider and wider swaths of people they don't like. And they are trying to impose this in a way, I call these people unlimited government conservatives. They're trying to oppose this in a way that if the Democrats flipped this over and were trying to do this on the other direction, they would lose their damn minds. And I'll say this, if the Democratic Party of Florida, if the chairman of the Democratic Party of Florida was involved in a three-way relationship that resulted in a violent accusation of violence, a 911 call, which that was released this evening, and it's very, very disturbing, an accusation and an allegation of sexual assault and rape, if the chairman of the Democratic Party was accused of those things, Fox News would be on 24/7 covering it. They would be going absolutely apeshit crazy town. There would be reporters here on the ground outside of their house 24/7 screaming bloody murder. They would associate every other candidate, every other person with that crime and that behavior. And the fact that right now, while DeSantis and Casey have tried to cut the cord with the Ziegler's and told him to step down, he has not yet. And there has not been a flood of voices coming from the right and coming from the Republican ranks in this state where the party chairman is very powerful, has a lot of sway, a lot of money at his disposal, a lot of staff and things like that. The fact that only Ron and Casey, who also did the same thing to Matt Gaetz, by the way, they have a very sensitive nose about one little thing. It's like when a sex scandal gets near them, they cut it off, which I don't know what that says at all. I don't know what that says. But the fact that Republicans nationally and in the state have not gone absolutely, you know, unequivocally gone out and said, stop this, cut it out, quit, you have to resign. And the fact that he's still in power, you know, almost 2 days after this story broke, is remarkable. I wish to God, I wish to God there had not been an element of violence in this, an allegation of rape. It is horrifying. It is horrifying. I don't want that to happen to any human being on the planet Earth. Okay. But it is certainly something that the hypocrisy and the insanity of their Handmaid's Tale public pronouncements and judging everyone else in the world while they're involved in a throuple, while they're involved in a three-way, while they're involved in something that they would condemn in anyone else, is an astounding example of just how weird and dark and corrupt the Republican Party is today in Florida and beyond. Thanks, folks.
Thanks again for listening to The Enemies List. If you have any comments, questions, or if there's someone you'd like to hear on the podcast, hit me up on Twitter at TheRickWilson. Thanks again for the wonderful support you've shown the pod. We're growing fast. It really helps if you will share this with your friends, your family, and anyone else who, like us, is trying to save democracy. While you're at it, if you could rate and review the podcast, I would be very much appreciative. I know this is the sort of thing you've heard a billion times. Please rate, review, like, blah, blah, blah. But you need to do it. It really does help us a lot. We are slaves to the algorithm, my friends. And if you do this, it will help get the pod out further. Anyway, thanks again for listening. I'll see you next time. And remember, whatever you do, stay off the list.